This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
The Oregon State Legislature, of course, underway in Salem with a full session this year. A lot of things being crafted and constructed regarding new laws in Oregon. And State Representative Court Boyce on from Salem now. Court, good morning.
Good morning. Excuse me. Thanks for having me on, Kyle. Good day.
Yeah, so talk about what's been happening, what particularly rises to the top of things you want to share with people this morning.
You know, just holding line on spending. That's the priority there. I just left a meeting with former House Speaker Mike McClain, now Senator. And when we went through the American Rescue Plan funding, got a little bit lazy, I think, in Salem. That was before I got here, but... And now we're going to have some of the federal funds, Kyle, as you know, that are going to be a little harder to come by. So we need to do some belt tightening up here. So that's two big hits, and we need to live within our means. We need to hold the line on any new taxes whatsoever. And, you know, our South Coast delegation is very much committed to that.
As you look at the process of crafting the state budget, where are we at kind of in that process?
As we, you know, normal full sessions are more oriented towards policy, but as I just mentioned there, this is going to be more of a budget 6 month session. And again, we're right in the middle of that. And it's not so much that we don't have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem and a priority problem. And so representing rural Oregon, the Southwest Oregon Three County area, Coos Creek, Douglas, you know, we're just going to be battling every minute for fairness and just returning our state and our public safety, law enforcement. Got a district attorney bill to help recruit more DAs and help our top crime fighters best and as much as we possibly can.
Well, I know that has been an issue, and DAs have been talking about the need for help and some additional funding to help them hire people. And of course, if you've got a shortage of them, that really slows down the process of dealing with cases that come to them.
And, you know, there has to be consequences for criminal behavior when you break the law, when you do things that are wrong and impact a culture, then there has to be accountability there. And so, you know, long term, I think we have to, as a society, build more jails and quit closing jails, quit closing state prisons, and sending the message out to really, Kyle, the entire country, that Oregon is soft on crime. I mean, that's not what people expect of us. They expect us to have a very civilized society. And, that's why I'm here. I've got 9 grandkids, and I just want to leave them a better place. And it's just really an honor to have people dependent on us to make tough but very good decisions.
What are you hearing about the impact of the shift in legislation that recriminalized some of the drug crimes in Oregon and took effect a few months ago?
You know, if you'd asked me a week ago, I'd have said it's not been a flop, but it's been very low on positive impact. You know, for the streets and cities and communities, counties in Oregon. There's a little bit of good news on that, getting people to accept treatment and the responsibility to get better, to get healed. That's what the majority of Oregonians want. They don't mind paying towards that and those objectives. However, if people are going to refuse treatment, then naturally they're going to close their wallets. Who could blame them? So a little bit of good news, but too early to give you a real good report. Initially, not the best news, Kyle.
And with a new administration in Washington, D.C., are you seeing anything come to the state level regarding a potential future shift in federal forest management?
You know, we're working very closely with Congressman Bentz and a little bit with Congresswoman Hoyle. You know, everything comes back to putting these fires out and protecting our forests. Forests are just not, as you well know, just not trees. This is a watershed that the very unique habitat that Oregon has that brings us incredible fish. We're working very hard on those recoveries. So when it comes to federal forest management, I think you got an op-ed from me maybe 10 days ago that basically says, hey, we get our mills green trees. We can supply all the lumber needed to rebuild the 12,000 homes in California, plus the 3,000 year we need to do here. Our mills are set up. They might need to run additional shifts. And then I have what I call a Solutions 19. That is how we work with the federal government to be better neighbors, to be good neighbors, and to, 80% of the fires start on national forest land, and as you also know. And so these 19 solutions are historically proven, valid, and really basic to good forest management. So and the third one is I'm doing everything I can to prepare Oregon for the 2025 season after what happened last year and after what happened in California. Fire season, Kyle, is 80 days away, and it'll be here sooner than we know. We just need to be as well prepared as we possibly can. That's not a tough job. That's just continually, respectfully, but consistently beating the drum that Oregon has to be ready. And we do not want another season like last year. And we do not want to give up any more of our natural resources that really hurt our environment, our wildlife, clean air, all the above.
With the quick cuts coming at the federal level in a number of areas and also the suspension of hiring new employees in some areas, might that be an issue, though, when it comes to hiring seasonal firefighters?
You know, I heard one of my constituents sent a message that the president furloughed 17,000 firefighters throughout the state on the Forest Service side. I haven't read that letter fully. That is a concern, and we're working with we need more firefighters, not less, especially in Oregon. And we've got a training facility that we are about a third of the way to getting complete. We'll be putting out 1,200 wildland firefighters from Curry County a year, sending them all over the country, especially the western U.S. But, Kyle, that is a concern. It is, back to priorities. We don't want to make the cuts where we lose more of our beautiful resources here.
Before we wrap up, of course, a big piece of the budget in Oregon is education. What do you see there that you'd like to have changed coming from the Republican side?
Just a look at reality. Our job is to prepare our kids for the workforce and for good lives. And the enrollment is going down, and the demand for additional funds are going up. And too great of a percentage of those funds go to metropolitan Oregon. It's just not right. It's not fair. It's like Oregon Department of Transportation. So, yeah, we're here to respectfully lobby for rural interest, and I think we're doing a good job of that. And it's a fun but full-time job, and we're very committed.
All right, we'll wrap it up for now and check it again soon. State Representative Court Boyce from Salem. Court, thanks for being on this morning.
Take care, and thanks again.
All right, 8:40 at the Morning Report.